President Biden is in San Diego today, joining his counterparts from the UK and Australia to present a united front against China. The leaders have a deal to sell modern submarines to Australia. These are nuclear-powered that can stay underwater for longer. Let's bring in NPR's Greg Myrie to talk about this. Greg, hello.
Hi, Scott.
This formal alliance between the U.S., the U.K., and Australia began 2 years ago. The acronym is AUKUS, or AUKUS. As far as this submarine sale, Washington is sharing its prized nuclear technology. Why?
Well, I think it's really a reflection of this effort from the U.S. and its allies in the Pacific to have a strong presence to show China that there is going to be a major U.S. and Western presence there. As you noted, this is something the U.S. Hasn't done before, at least since the 1950s when they shared nuclear-powered submarine technology with Britain. So only the second time. They're having this big symbolic signing ceremony in San Diego with the leaders of the U.S. and Britain and Australia. Mm-hmm. All of this, even though the submarines themselves won't be ready for another 10 or even 20 years, but they want to make a big point of how significant this is.
Greg, this alliance is not just about a naval presence, also cybersecurity, missiles. What is the broader vision for this collective presence in Asia?
Yeah, I don't want to do too much history, but you really got to go back to President Obama's administration when he talked about the need for the U.S. to pivot to Asia. Mm-hmm. And it's moved along in fits and starts for the past decade or so. But the Biden administration has really taken some important steps. In addition to AUKUS, you're now hearing more about another grouping called the Quad, which is a non-military grouping, but it's the U.S., Australia, Japan, and India. And this is seen as sort of a diplomatic alliance to counter China. And just recently, in the past few weeks, we've had the U.S. announcing that we'll have more access to military bases in the Philippines, which is quite close to China. So all these are pieces in the same effort.
Mm-hmm. China has the world's largest navy, and Xi Jinping, the Chinese leader, has described this as a containment and encirclement of China. And historically, that word encirclement has a particular meaning in China, going back to 20th century battles of survival for the Communist Party. How much is this amping up tensions in the Asia Pacific?
Well, this is certainly one part of many parts of events that are amping up tensions. And the Chinese leader Xi Jinping, who you just referenced, he delivered a significant speech today before China's legislature. And he said China should play a larger role in international affairs and global governance and global security systems. And he made those remarks last week, which had a very pointed edge towards the United States. And President Xi is expected to go to Russia very soon to meet with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. The U.S. believes that China is considering, but has not yet decided about whether it will supply Russia weapons in its war with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So we see this sharpening of tensions on multiple fronts.
That is NPR's Greg Myrie. Greg, thank you as always.
My pleasure.